Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone, everywhere. God wants everyone, everywhere, to have his passion for the unsaved. And before this week is over, especially when you get this new course that has just been put together called Whatever Happened to Hell, you are going to have such passion and such compassion for the lost. And you know the only thing you take to heaven with you is souls. He who wins souls is wise. And there's just a hardness among many Christians. I mean, they're happy they're saved. They're grateful that they're saved. But it's almost they don't care that almost everyone they bump into is going to end up in hell. And they're not even sure there really is a hell. That's why my guest, Bill Weiss, has been raised up. Bill was a very successful real estate man. He was making over $500,000 a year in real estate. And he loved the Lord, married, went to a Bible study, couldn't sleep. His wife went to bed. And this was November 22nd, 1998. So you're staying up late at night. Well, what are you doing late at night, Bill?
No, actually, we came home from a prayer meeting, my wife and I, that we attended every Sunday night. And we went to bed like any other normal night, about 11:30. And I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to get a glass of water. And then suddenly, I was pulled out of my body. And I found myself falling through the air down this long tunnel. And I landed on a stone floor in a prison cell in hell. Now, I was fully awake and cognizant. I was not dreaming.
And let me interrupt right now and state, we've done an investigation. In fact, I'm holding a letter in front of me right now from the chief of police from Placenta Police Department, Placenta, California. At that time, he was the police chief, and he says, I have known Bill for over 25 years, a wonderful characterist reference, another wonderful character reference from his pastor. He has never been on drugs. He's never been an alcoholic. He's never had any emotional or mental problems. And if I was God and I wanted to cast someone in this role to have this experience of going to hell, he would be the one that I would pick. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, and again, Sid, I was a conservative real estate broker with my own company for 35 years, so I've never had a vision like this. This was not a near-death experience. This was an out-of-body experience that's classified as a vision in the Bible. So that's the only way a Christian can see hell is in a vision. And God showed me this place as just a signpost to point people to the Scriptures. But anyway, I ended up in this prison cell, a rough-hewn stone walls, bars, like a dungeon, filthy, stinking, dirty prison, and I wondered how could it be alive. The intense heat was far beyond the ability.
Did you realize it was hell at that moment?
I did, as soon as I felt the heat. I mean,
but didn't you say, I'm saved, I shouldn't be here?
No, because God hid it from my mind that I was a Christian. He blocked it from my mind. And there's many scriptures I could give you for this, and we have them in the book, Luke 24:16, and John 20:14, Luke 18:34, and many places where God can hide something from someone's mind for a purpose, and he did from mine. So I could experience the hopelessness that people feel in hell. And I'll get to that in a minute. But the point was, I was there like an unsaved person would be. And so I didn't call out on God. And it wouldn't matter anyway. You're in hell. And there's no chance of escape from this place. But it is the most horrific place, Sid, that you can ever imagine. Your mind can't imagine.
Were all of your senses activated? Could you smell? Could you feel? Could you touch?
Everything, just like here on the earth. You have a body. Matthew 10:28 says, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Luke 16, the rich man, remember, he wanted a drop of water to cool his tongue. He was tormented in the flame. And you have all your senses and your memory. I understood that I would never see my wife again. She would never know where I was at. And that was really tormenting alone, because my wife and I are very close. And to never get to her again and never let her know where I was at, you have your full memory. You're experiencing horrible odors. The foul, putrid odors in hell are so toxic that that alone should kill you, because you're breathing in sulfur, and sulfur is toxic. And the smell of the demons and everything else, it's terrible. And
So in effect, what we could imagine as a smell of sulfur or horrible smell, how would that compare, what we have smelled on earth, compared to what you smelled in hell?
It's 1,000 times worse in hell than any open sewer, rotten eggs, bad milk, anything you can imagine. But add sulfur to it, and sulfur, if you've ever smelled it, if you go to Hawaii to the volcano, you can't go past a certain point. They have signs posted because the toxicity coming up is sulfur.
I interviewed a man that had cancer, and he was in the hospital, and he said one of the horrific things was hearing the people in the other beds crying out in pain during the night. Did you hear that sort of thing in hell?
The screams were so loud and deafening. You wanted to get away from it, but you can't. You hear people moaning and screaming in agony, millions of people. And, you know, Isaiah 57:21 says, and there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. No peace of mind of any kind. So you have to endure that loudness. You're kept isolated and apart. You're not with people. So you don't get the enjoyment of conversation.
What about emotions like shame? Did you experience that?
Ezekiel 32:24 talks about shame. You feel ashamed and embarrassed and humiliated, Isaiah 5:14.
Did you realize you were going to be there forever, or did you just feel like it was a short trip?
No, I understood I was never, ever going to get out of this place, ever. And Sid, that's really the worst part, is knowing that there is no one going to come rescue you. There's no Calvary coming over the hill. There's no angels. You are alone, and you're not going to get out for all eternity. See, Isaiah 38:18 says, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth. You have no hope there.
What did it look like?
I saw pits of fire. A large open area of about a mile across of flames raging high up into this open cavern, with demonic creatures all around the edges of this pit, all different sizes and shapes. Some were 12 and 13 feet tall. That's not an exaggeration. There's even scripture for that. But demons that looked like spiders that were 3 and 4 feet across. There were maggots. You know, Isaiah 14:11 talks about where the maggot will be spread under thee and will cover thee. There's snakes. Every foul, disgusting thing, everything's twisted, deformed, horribly grotesque, all torturing the people there. Demons can torture and torment you there. You can't defend yourself. You have no strength in your body. You're completely void of strength. And you're in absolute darkness. The only light was next to this fire. You could see a little bit through the fire and along the edges, but it didn't travel. It was so dark in hell. And other places were absolutely pitch black. And so you're in darkness, you're isolated, you're hungry, the thirst, I just wanted a drop of water. Just one drop would have been precious, but you never get that drop, ever, for all eternity. The fear level that you experience, Sid, we've all gone through something fearful in life, but just to relate to people, I used to surf and I was attacked by a tiger shark, and that shark pulled me down under the water. Well, that fear paled in comparison to what you feel in hell. I mean, it wouldn't even register. That's what you have to experience, and this is for all eternity. And you're
okay. I understand the fear. What about actual pain, suffering, really pain?
Well, I mean,
fear would be bad enough,
right?
But what about physical pain?
The pain of the heat alone was—I should have been dead from just experiencing the heat, and I wasn't even in the fire. People were burning in this fire, literally burning, and it was not metaphorical or allegorical flames. It was literal fire burning them. Many scriptures I could give for this, but that point was people were experiencing the torment of the flames. Like the rich man said, I'm tormented in this flame in Luke 16. And you're hungry. You're thirsty. You're in being tormented by demons.
Why would a loving God allow any of his creation to go to hell? Why would he even build such a place called hell?
That's one of the questions people ask. Well, first of all, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41 says, God never intended for man to go there. So So he made it for the devil, not for man. But man has a choice in life. Because God loves man, he gives them a choice and says, here's how you stay out of hell. But man chooses.
But why doesn't he give people after a while of spending time in hell a second chance?
Well, because time is the wrong premise. Time would never suffice because it's not based on time, it's based on relationship. You see, if you were in hell and you say you were there for your 200 years and you said, God, I paid off my sin, that would be works. You can't pay off your sin by works or by time because Ephesians 2:8-9 says we're saved by grace, not by works. You see, so time would never matter. You can never spend enough time to pay for sin. It's not based on time. It's based on a relationship, knowing him. And the blood of Jesus, only the blood can wash away sins. Time can't wash away sins. Hebrews 9:22 says it's by the shedding of blood there's remission of sins. See, not by time, not by spending time.
What was it like when this hideous demon threw you against a wall? You said every bone in your body broke? Did you feel the kind of pain someone would feel having had that happen?
You know, Sid, I felt the pain, and it was horrendous what I felt. But the Lord explained to me on the way back that he blocked almost all the pain and only allowed me to feel a small amount so I could relate to people. It's not metaphorical.
But that small amount would have been horrific if that's all it was.
Right. If that was all it was, it would be terrible for all eternity.
You must, with what you went through, you must be tormented when you don't share Jesus with someone.
I have to open up my mouth because I know I've seen it. But more importantly, it's what the Bible says. And when people say, you know, Bill, I just don't believe the Bible, I feel so sorry for them because they don't realize what awaits them, that this horrible place, God's trying to keep people out. He's desperately trying to keep people out of
it. Listen, every Christian listening to my voice, it is urgent that you get this course, Whatever Happened to Hell. And a lot of the, for instance, it's three books. One's a hardback, a DVD. When you play this for unsaved people, they are going to come to the Lord. But more important than that, you are going to have such a passion for the lost, which is what you want. This course is available for a donation of $30. I urge you to call right now. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.